This podcast was produced by ORFM Dunedin with support from New Zealand On Air.
Hey there, you are listening to Glow As We Grow. I am your host, Zoe. This is where we share thoughts and reflections from inspiring young adults' life in Aotearoa, New Zealand. So I want to make my episode 2 about acknowledging this online course called Just a Thought. It is kind of known by clinical therapists as well, which is where I first heard of it as well. This one really helped me change my mindset, or let's say really get to the root of my thinking. By sitting down and writing out them and analyzing them with some sort of scientific evidence, I found it easy to use and easy to keep up with. And most importantly, it helped me to get my work done. So let me put my reasons first. I have always been struggling from anxiety. I mean, aren't we all? Like, who isn't? But mine was this long-term and somehow severe anxiety. And it just started to turn into depression. I could not function at all, and I could not perform. It went on and got worse and worse in this time duration of 5 years, at least, I think. And my worst situation is I sleep too much. 12 hours a day. And I'm still tired. I either have no appetite at all or just have one massive unhealthy meal at 11 p.m., which is when I wake up. And in no way I can do study and work under that sort of situation. So for so long, I thought I was being lazy and not smart, not capable, and constantly just procrastinating, and just totally not get together. I blame myself for not being well and not doing well. However, I'm glad I realized that, and it was just some signs of early stage of depression and anxiety. So I went for help, and just a friendly reminder, if you feel like your sleep cycle is a bit of off track, or your eating is getting a little bit irregular, and you feel tired for quite a while, and it might be the chance that you are going through something, and it's not you being lazy, not you being not capable, all right? Just reflect on yourself, reassess your goals, which this exact course can come in pretty handy. Okay, back to my story. I was going to take antidepressant drugs, but I did my research and I asked around, heard that they don't make you sad and they don't make you happy either. And they're just make you emotionless and make you numb. Plus, there are just so many side effects. So I was hesitating and heard about this course from one of the counselors. This is a course that helps people work through their mental struggles. I believe it's highly, highly suggested in clinical. I heard it twice. And it's totally free and have both English and sign language. If I were going to share my main, like, biggest takeaway is that for me, mind traps can trick you all the time. And you just keep walking into it and suffer. I will talk about it later. The second one is awareness. Awareness is super important to keep to make the help have access to you. So like if you know what I'm talking about here, not you have access to the help because the help is always there, always available. But the mindset needs to be changed to absorb what you need to know to get yourself out of that. And hopefully you will see what I'm talking about in a minute. So when I first started, I remember they had this page, like a questionnaire, asked me which part of my life that I am not satisfied with. And I just ticked off all the boxes, meaning that including career, relationships, socializing, well-being, and they were just all falling apart for me back then. But I'm a person that I know when I need enough, like when I need help, when I had enough from a bad situation. So once it goes on for a while, this time span is getting like shorter now, but like back then it was like super long. So anyway, I finally started. It was a bit of my background story. About this course itself though, it has different modules specific to depression, anxiety, social anxiety, and generalized anxiety disorder, which I didn't know was a thing. I checked their website last night and they just added so many more, including postnatal well-being and court in sign language as well. In each module, it has resource shared, like of course, resource shared, exercise suggested, worksheet to write on. It's all like PowerPoint, PDF or something like that. And this course goes in this form of storytelling. So it has made up characters to make the users feel relatable and engaged because it just looks real. For example, I did generalized anxiety disorder. Oh my god, it is so hard to say the long word like this. Anyway, let's just call it GAD from now on. Firstly, in this module, first thing that it ever told me is having anxiety is good. It's not a bad thing. It's you being forward-looking. It's you being protective. And you just generally want it to be better. It's good. It's never a bad thing. But like you can always manage it to help you function better, to really achieve what you want to achieve, or even achieve more. They had addressed this idea of SMART goals. It is an abbreviation of specific, measurable, achievable, realistic, and time frame, which happened to be the word SMART. So these are the five factors they suggest us to meet when we setting out our goals. So say I was stressed about exam. Instead of actually studying, I try to avoid it. Like, I really tried. Because any contact with study or study-related stuff just gives me more anxiety. If you get it, you get it, right? And this is completely normal as well. And this is called safety behavior. It's some sort of self-protection as well. So when I use the SMART goal-making method, I don't have to worry about big goals, like passing the exam. I mean, I have to, yes. But right now, at that time, I only need to focus on summarize, let's say, summarize one lecture content from anatomy every afternoon at 4 p.m. So up to an hour. So this is achievable. It's doable. It's measurable. It's specific. And it has a time frame to keep the track. So that's a little bit of an example of how this works. Another idea they have showed us is that the GAD, it is closely associated within this loop, a loop formed by three things. So thoughts, physical feelings, and behaviors. Changing one of them could affect other two, meaning that we can change how we feel by change how we behave or how we think, and vice versa. How we think changes how we behave. If you see what I mean, I'm just going to let it sit for a minute. Yes, that's why managing thoughts is crucial. So we have positive, negative, neutral thoughts. And of course, neutral thoughts is what we need. Negative ones aren't going to help with anxiety. So we need neutral ones because most of the time, anxiety comes from overestimating the situation and or underestimating our capabilities to handle it. By this, I think my understanding is our negative thoughts be like, this is never good. I'm going to fail. This is a disaster. I'm going to fall apart. My life is ended. That's negative thoughts. And after writing them down on the worksheet from the website, they asked me to change my own thoughts, to really challenge it. I've answered questions like, what makes myself feel that way? And what are the evidence that I can find to actually prove my thoughts right or wrong? And I'm telling you, in most cases, I could not find evidence to prove my negative thoughts correct. Meaning it's just all in my head. Also, I think it's a really good time to really reemphasize the awareness of thinking trap, or let's say mind trap. People call it different ways. Either way, you know what I'm talking about. They are called traps because these little monsters always track our brains. They are called traps because these little monsters always trick our brains. So a few common ones are black or white thinking. If this isn't gonna be good, it's gonna be like hell. And another one is mind reading. Oh my god, they must think that of me. They must think that I'm a XYZ person. That's mind reading. Labeling. This one's a common. Like you put a label on yourself and you will unconsciously behave like that. So instead of saying or thinking, oh, I'm just like a really lazy person. I could not get my work done. That's me putting labels on myself. Instead of that, we could say, oh, yes, I get lazy sometimes because I am a human. I need a break, and I believe I can get work done when I get better. Better at time management, when I get better, physically better. So you see the importance of self-talk and beliefs here, right? And there's so many more, like emotional reasoning, take things personally and lots like that. So I highly suggest look that up and maybe print them out. Frequently just look back into it. Because it's just so easy to just to get tricked. Their website had a step-by-step worksheet for this. Basically, just ask people to write down their feelings and analyze it. Ask questions like, what your concern, right? What makes you feel that way? Why do you feel that way? And what do you think is going to happen? What is the worst situation that can possibly happen that you can imagine, you know? And can you handle that? Is that okay? Are your thoughts negative, positive, or neutral? Did you fall into one of those mind traps? When exactly did you fall? Something like that. So I also liked this idea of handling worries. There are like a few really interesting ones. For example, my predictions are I am afraid I will go crazy if I can't make friends. If I don't talk to any human being during the day, I will feel lonely and then I would just completely lose my mind. And they suggest to evaluate. See, like, if you worry about that, why don't we do a little experiment and try it out to see if it's true? You know, because you're worried about it. So my little experiment was that I literally just got no one to talk to on that day. Yes, I felt extremely lonely. And I thought, okay, this is when I collapse. This is when I have a mental breakdown. This is when I lose my mind at night. But at that night, there were just some crying. I didn't go crazy. I didn't do anything harmful. It was just, I was just purely letting my emotions out, which is normal and healthy. And after that, I got that little bit of assurance that I am still in control and this is not as bad as I thought. Like, everything's fine, you know, because I didn't lose my mind at the end. I tried it out. It was fine. But like, when we do feel this way, I think it's time to either shift attention or face the fear. That's what's been suggested on the website. Or like just to solve the problem. Because at the end of the day, you either do or don't. Like, the best way to beat anxiety or procrastination is to face it and finish it. It's just, with all these tips, it's going to make it easier. But again, like, if we start small, it's totally not impossible once you start it, like, believe me. In their website, they called this exposure step ladder to gradually expose yourself to what you have fear of. Little by little, over time, you're good with it. So a really good situation to apply it is when you have social anxiety. If you want to overcome it, maybe start by, for example, talking to one person one day. Or even, it could be even smaller, like start by smile or make eye contact. And as small as that, and you can always record it how you go, and you can always make this process visible. Just make it fun, make it creative, make it like interesting to yourself so you can keep going. Note it down in your daily self-compliment. You can make, draw those little stats, diagrams to see how you go, the flow charts. And remember, like, we could always use SMART goal making method. Like, for example, you won't get rid of the habit of scrolling on your phone 24/7. You can just start by eliminate just 15 minutes a day. Next week, you could add it up to 30 minutes a day. And I couldn't remember what it's called. Like, it takes 14 days or like 21 days to pick up a habit, something like that. Yeah, there are so many good and interesting tips, like writing a story about your worry. Literally write a worry story. Picture the worst situation and reflect on the position you are right now and looking for the evidence to prove your negative thoughts wrong. So are they real? Are they in your head? And there's tips like worry time. I really like this one. I literally tried this one out. So it means leave a certain time of the day just to purely worry about what you need to worry about. Let's say I will do 8 p.m. every day. I will sit there by my table and start freaking out. But any other time of the day, I can worry because it's not my worry time. And of course, I tried it and I found out that I successfully don't worry during the day. But I did fail. I did fail to worry at my actual worry time. Like, I just can't sit there and, let's say, 3, 2, 1, worry. Come on, Zoe, worry. Start freaking out. Just freak out now. Like, just think about your future and lose your mind. Like, I cannot do that. Like, who? Right? It's starting getting, like, difficult to really force myself to worry. So, you see, like, man, that was so hard. So, overall, I didn't worry and I didn't freak out all day, all night, which is a success, isn't it? And of course, people with anxiety, myself included, we need to understand that uncertainty is always there, but we are getting stronger and stronger at handling it. We are capable without us knowing, or let's say we are getting capable to solve the problems. Also understand it's a long process and you might have lapses. You might jump back and forth, but we'll get better. We'll get back on track again and again and again. And this would happen less and less. By the way, they do as well have a module dealing with it as well. So this is just a GAD module. Other modules are somehow similar, but specific to the topic it's focusing on. And they have good exercise like gradual muscle relaxation, body scan, breathing exercise, which helped me during my exam periods. These worksheets are so helpful to me. They are asking all the right questions, and I literally download all the worksheet and made a whole notebook of it. I wrote a whole blog about it as well, which you are more than welcome to check out. You will find it from my Instagram anyway. So totally recommend it. I don't know. I like this episode. Like, it was a good review and reminder. I could go through them again because, like, I just feel so burnt out lately, man. Maybe I need to reassess my goals. It just feels so helpful to have this resource in hand. Like, I hope you enjoyed today's episode. We have covered a lot, and I wish I can put them all in here. But yeah, like, I highly suggest check this out yourself. And you might find different things working for you. I know. Lastly, but not least, you are welcome to let me know how you think. And what do you think of this episode? And you know where to find me. Thank you so much for listening to today's episode of Glow As We Grow on OAR FM Youth Zone. Feel free to message me on my Instagram at zozozoe_official. You can find Glow As We Grow on Spotify, Apple Podcast, and OAR at org.nz. Hope you have a lovely day.
This podcast was produced by ORFM Dunedin with support from New Zealand On Air.